This is the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I am not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, as always, friends, thank you so much. It's great to be back for another episode. I appreciate, as always, everyone listening and tuning in. Got a great response to last week's episode. I do want to remind you, we are still looking for a name for my show with Emma. And as soon as we can get it, we are going to launch it. But what we're doing right now is just having fun. Talking to each other, thinking about what we might do, building up some ideas of what we might do, and then again checking out some new technology to make all those things go well. But we're having a blast with it. We really are. But thank you again for everyone for listening. And it brings me to this week. It's funny. I've had a couple of opportunities to record this specific episode, and I've also had a couple opportunities to actually sit down and do it. What I mean is, throughout the last couple of weeks, I've thought, oh, I need to do an episode about this topic. And then this week, I've had a couple of opportunities to sit and record, and I just waited. I just didn't do it. And so I was wondering why. Any of you who follow me on Facebook may have seen that 2 weeks ago, I posted that I have a stress fracture in my right leg. It's just on the bottom shin, right above my right ankle, and it started bothering me, I guess, after my last marathon. It was just a dull pain, not a big deal, and I just figured it was a soreness, and it would hurt a little bit, and then I ran the Fawn Lake half marathon, and it was hurting, but didn't impede my performance at all. For the most part, it didn't bother me day in and day out. It would bother me when I went up the stairs, but just a little bit of pain. And I noticed I was beginning to adjust the way I went up the stairs. Then I had a day where a couple of weeks ago, I went for a run on a Tuesday or Wednesday morning, and I was hobbling. I mean, I could barely move. It was hurting that badly. So I decided, kind of discreetly, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an appointment to get an x-ray. I'm really not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to go do it. So I set up an appointment, and I saw the doctor, was very clear about what it is and where it hurt. He guessed it was a stress fracture, and then he sent me for an x-ray. And so as of that day, I had stopped running and was going to stop running for a while. And he recommended that I take like 2 weeks off, which was really doable. And I got the x-ray back, and it said on there that there was evidence of a past stress fracture, but it was healing or healed. And I was like, okay, I guess during my marathon training, I got the stress fracture, but it had already begun to heal. And so the pain would eventually go away, but I decided to take 2 weeks off from running anyway. So that was the plan, and I was I had just got a spin bike from the YMCA. I'll tell that story in a minute. And so I switched over to that, and then I got a message from the doctor's office, this time from an orthopedist who I had not seen, and he was a sports orthopedist, saying, hey, the doctor wants you to come in. And I asked, Why does he want me to come in? And the nurse said, well, he just wants to walk through the x-ray with you. I'm like, okay. So leading up to that, going to see the doctor that day was 2 weeks exactly since I had run. And there was a little bit of pain, but hardly any at all. And I thought, well, it's doing what it's supposed to do. And when I got there, I told the doctor, he walked in and I said, hey, doc, glad to see you, but I don't know why I'm here. And he proceeded to tell me several things. First of all, I'd never seen this doctor before, but his background, really fit guy. He has run 4 marathons, used to be a lifter, and now he doesn't lift anymore because it was making it difficult for him to perform surgery. So now he does rowing machines, light running, and that kind of thing. He shared his story with me because he had to give up lifting, which was really passionate for him, so that he could continue to do surgery. And he looked at my x-ray and he said, yeah, he goes, you've got a history of stress fractures. And I told him, I said, well, doc, I've never had any pain whatsoever. And he goes, well, it doesn't matter. You don't always feel a stress fracture. And he pointed to the x-ray. And when you look at your bones, the leg bones on an x-ray, you should see a canal. And my canal was very narrow. And he said, well, the narrowing of the canal means that there's a history of stress fractures and that the bones have healed themselves. And I said, well, that's fine, but I'm not really in any pain. And he said, well, show me where that spot was that hurt. And I said, okay. And he pressed on that spot, and I came off the table, like, in just terrible pain. Because, obviously, I'm not pressing on the spot that's been hurting. And he said, listen, right there you have a stress fracture. And you've got to take some time off. He goes, you're in danger of running and your leg just breaking, which is terrifying. And he also said, I'm not very optimistic about you continuing to run marathons. Well, this is the first time I've ever seen this doctor. And I said to him, hey, I've got this, running is what I do. And I've got this mission of running the Boston Marathon. I've qualified twice. And he understood the whole qualification system. I was like, I've qualified twice, but I've not been able to run. And he said, well, listen, here's what you need to do. So he put me on another 4 weeks of rest, which would mean basically in a 6 week cycle, I will have only run one time. And so I'm running somewhere around July 4th. And then he wants to see me again on July 13th. And he told me I could cycle and I could swim, I could walk, but no running. So I said, okay. And I got to admit, I got in my car and just wept. Because losing the freedom and losing the ability to run is one of my greatest fears. I mean, my greatest fear is obviously any harm coming to my family. And the second would be, you know, the normal ones that we all might have, like financial ruin or something like that, which I have faced a couple of times and God's walked me through it. But right after that probably would be losing the ability to run. I love it so much and it gives me such joy. So I got in the car and I called Amy and just started weeping. And like I do for most difficult moments, I decided in that moment to experience it and to embrace it. But I knew the next day I had to get up and get going. And Amy and the girls were great to me. They're like, hey, Daddy's down. We're going to have a nice evening. And so they were great. We had dinner and watched a movie that I chose. And they were very sweet. And the next day, I was like, okay, I've got 4 weeks to heal. I'm going to do what the doctor says and trust God from that point on. Now, I mentioned earlier a spin cycle. My good friends at the Ron Rosner YMCA, they're going through a renovation, and they have purchased all new spin bikes. Now, the difference between a spin bike and a exercise bike is an exercise bike, I think you've all seen them, you've been on them, they're just very typical bikes, but a spin bike allows you to go really, really fast and work through more intense workouts. And so they said they're getting new spin bikes and selling their old ones, and I asked my friend Alicia, hey, do you have any for sale? And she said, yes, and they're only $100, which is an insane bargain. And I said, I want it. Now, all of this was before I knew about the injury. I got the spin bike for my family, and I got it because I knew that on rainy days and days I couldn't get to the gym, that would be perfect. So downstairs was that bike. So I was like, okay. And I had been on it a couple of times. But the day after the injury, I got on it, got on a workout from my phone, and went on YouTube, and I've since then downloaded the Peloton app, and man, that Peloton thing is crazy, but I don't own a Peloton, neither here nor there. And I decided what I'm going to do is every day for the time that I would have been running, I'm going to be on the bike. Because one, it'll help hold off depression. It will give me a similar feel and bump of adrenaline that I would normally experience, and it'll help me in this transition. So that's what I did. If I was going to get up and run for 45 minutes, then I get on the bike for 45 minutes. If I was going to run for an hour, the most difficult thing was my Friday long runs, because on Fridays I run a minimum of an hour and a half, an hour and 45, and oftentimes over 2 hours. And Man, the first time I did an hour and 15 on the bike, it kicked my butt. And I have since gotten up to an hour and a half. So that was my goal. Like, let's just substitute the spin bike for running. And it's really, really helped. And I've grown to enjoy it and love it. It has not replaced running at all. And then I got my mountain bike fixed. And I've gone out mountain biking a couple of times, relearning that skill because mountain biking is a new skill. And I've got a street bike, but the street bike needs a small repair, so I haven't hit that yet. So I think I've been out on the mountain bike three or four times, and that's been a blast. Building up, that takes a lot of stamina. On a mountain bike, you are not going to knock down a ton of mileage. You've got to navigate the road, it's off-road. And there's good places for here, decent places around me to get on the mountain bike. Really hoping in the next week or two to get out for, see if I can do a 20 mile on the cycle, on the street bike. But that's what I've been doing to adjust. Now, you're going to hear this on Monday the 14th. 3 weeks, I'm basically 3 weeks away from running. And because he said, hey, around July 4th, give it a shot and see how you do. So July 4th is technically 3 weeks from the day I'm recording. That's 3 weeks from today. And see how I feel. And basically he's telling me, do not run until that stress fracture is healed. So he's going to need to be able to press on it, and I'm going to have no pain before I begin running again. So stress fractures all heal at different rates. So we could get there on the 13th, and he could say, all right, you need to take a break, a longer break. Or he could say, listen, I think you're ready to run again. And I've got designs for a fall marathon, and we're just going to have to see how it comes together. Because there's still time to train. I feel like the cycle has helped me maintain my cardio, but the design has been second week in September to run a marathon. We'll just have to see how that comes together, because second week in September still allows me to qualify for the 2022 Boston Marathon. So that would be the goal, to see what happens with that. So that's where I'm at. I was hesitant to record this podcast because, I mean, you can hear I'm 3 weeks in from not running again, somewhere in that time frame. So 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm almost 4 weeks in. 4 weeks. Tuesday will be 4 weeks since I've run. I can't say I've learned every lesson already because I'm not finished yet, and I'm sure there's still a lot to process. I do know that substituting cycling in the same time periods has been really helpful. It's helped me maintain the typical workout / adrenaline rush that I try to start each day with. I've been humbled a little bit. The first time I tried to do an hour and a half on the bike, I only did an hour and 15, and then finally I did an hour and a half. And that definitely has kicked my butt. It's not been one-to-one. It's a different skill. It's interesting because if you do an hour and a half running and an hour and a half cycling, you burn more calories, excuse me, on the run. Obviously, because you don't get to coast downhill. On a bike, you get to coast downhill, right? But it's a different skill set. Like, it engages your quads more and that kind of thing. So I just thought it'd be easy, and I couldn't just do it. So it's helped in the transition. It's been humbling to try to learn the bike. I can't wait to get the street bike out and see how I do on that. That'll be a little bit more realistic try for me. I'm wrestling with, what if this doesn't heal? Like, what does that mean for me long term? The doctor's not saying I would never run again, but if the injury progresses, I might never run marathons again. So I'm still working through that. I haven't had to wrestle with those emotions completely because the reality is not there. My sweet daughter Landry asked me, she said, Dad, do you feel like you're in a breakup? Asking me if I feel like I'm breaking up with running. And I told her, no, I don't feel like I'm in a breakup. We're just on a break. It feels like we're just taking a little bit of time apart right now. We'll see what it's like when we come back together. And that was sweet of her just to kind of make the the comparison, the analogy, and see the parallels going on there. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm not discouraged yet. I'm probably not enjoying working out as much as I typically do, but I'm not down. I'm still hopeful. I'm still planning on being healed. I'm still praying towards running another marathon. I think no matter what will happen, cycling will be reincorporated into how I go forward because it gives me a break from the constant pounding of running. And I get some benefit. Like the intervals on the cycle are just incredible. They really are. I feel like I would do work hard there than I do when I run intervals on the road. I might have to adjust. I have my favorite shoes. I run in Brooks Ghost. They are my favorite shoe, but I may need some with a little bit more cushion so that it absorbs. Again, the whole idea for me is to absorb the shock of the pounding. So there's going to be an adjustment going forward. But that's where I'm at, friends. I appreciate everyone's following me on the journey. I chronicle my workout running journey at Toughness Groove, and that's on Facebook and Instagram if you want to see that. And a little bit on my regular profile, but I try not to annoy people constantly talking about running. I've received intense encouragement from a lot of people. I'm part of a Facebook group called Reset, which is a YMCA group that started out with 30 days of movement, 5 or 6 days a week, and it's grown beyond that. It was for 30 days, and now it's become a great community, and so they've been a great support to me as well as my family. So, friends, the takeaway for this is some of you might be in a transition or a trial period. And first of all, I encourage you to be a person of prayer. Prayer has been an immense encouragement to me. And I also encourage you to find a support group. My Reset community online has been great. People who respect what you do and want to see you succeed, that kind of group is incredibly important. And the other part is to recognize, which is what I'm doing right now, like what happens if the reality does change? Like what happens if I don't get to run marathons again? What does that mean? And I'm reckoning with the fact that, you know, I'm going to be okay and that there are other goals for me out there. I'm very goal-driven. So if Boston's not the goal, then all of a sudden then what becomes the swimming goal or the cycling goal? Do I want to go do a century on a bike? I mean, there's different things like that. But the reality is not to let yourself fall. Whatever measure of control you have over your emotions, exert that control. So what I've done to make sure I don't fall into the sloth of despond or the misery is to substitute that running time for cycling time. It's protecting me from falling into depression. And so the big thing for us is where can we exert that control and that emotion so we don't find depression creeping up on us. I know that depression is not always controllable. I do understand that. But in the areas that we have control, where can we exert it? So friends, I hope this has been encouraging. I hope it's not been too boring for you. Thanks for walking through this. I'll obviously give you guys an update in 3 or 4 weeks when I know. My run is in 3 weeks from today. My appointment with the doctor is 4 weeks away. And so it's going to be another month or something before I know. But I appreciate you walking me through the journey. I hope what I'm going through is an encouragement to you. And I'll reach out and talk to you soon. Thanks, friends.